Former NFL Pro Bowl players try curling with Olympic goal. By AP on January 4, 2019. Defensive lineman Jared Allen retired from the NFL in 2015 and wasn't ready to give up on the competition he'd come to enjoy as a five-time All-Pro. His solution, the Olympics. The problem, he didn't compete in any Olympic sports. Less than a year later, Allen and three other former NFL stars, none with any prior experience, are attempting to qualify for the U.S. National Curling Championships against players who have been throwing stones for most of their lives. It would be the first step toward competing in the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. Every team in the NFL, whether you're hot garbage or the defending Super Bowl champions, every coach come August says the same thing: we are trying to win the Super Bowl, Allen said. We come from that mentality, where we set lofty goals. Our short-term goals are continually to get better, fundamentals, strategy, sweeping. We know if we master these little things, it will take us a long way. A 12-year NFL veteran who spent most of his career with the Chiefs and Vikings, Allen was lamenting the end of his playing days when a friend dared him to try an Olympic sport. Allen toyed with the idea of badminton but rejected it as too taxing. We thought about curling, it was chill, and the winners have to buy the losers beer, he said. We thought it was a win-win. He rounded up former Rams quarterback Mark Bulger and Titans linebacker Keith Bullock and tackle Michael Ruse to form a team. All were Pro Bowl selections during their NFL career, and living in the Nashville, Tennessee, area. Adopting the name All-Pro Curling Team, they started from scratch in March and kept their plans under wraps until they felt like they had made enough progress. We wanted the reaction when we got on the ice to be, "Oh, how long have you guys been doing this?" Allen said in a telephone interview after practicing on a converted hockey rink in Nashville. We were serious. We didn't want it to seem like it was just some media hype, or just trying to stay relevant. The first test was in November, when Allen and Bulger, with two regular curlers, competed in the Curl Mesabi Classic in northern Minnesota. Their first opponent, the gold medal winning team from Pyeongchang led by four-time Olympian John Schuster. They lost 11-3, giving up 5 points in the sixth end. Honestly, they were a little better than I had expected, said Matt Hamilton, the second on that team. All in all, Jared was technically pretty sound. But at the end of the day, I've seen thousands of curling shots and situations, and that is ultimately going to win us more games. We had one bad end, and we just kept playing with them. We just wanted to be a sponge, Bulger said. The key was they knew we were taking it seriously. It wasn't just us saying we are going to take over curling, kind of as a gimmick. We hope to play them again, he said, when we're better. The All-Pros are back at it at the USA Men's Challenge Round in Blaine, Minnesota, this weekend, where they are competing for one of four remaining spots in next month's national championships. Top teams like Schuster's have already qualified. They got off to a rough start in their first match, falling 10-1 to Steve Berkeley's Seattle-based rink on Thursday night. But, by hopping into the sport early in the Olympic cycle, they have almost three more years before the team for the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing is chosen. Hamilton confessed that he was put off at first about newcomers thinking they could go to the Olympics after 4 years in a sport he has worked at his entire life to master. But he also realized that the publicity will be good for curling, which has struggled to break out of its niche as an every 4 years curiosity. If I really think I'm that good, I should be like, bring it on, Hamilton said in an email to the Associated Press from a competition in Japan. How much they respected the game, though, is what made me realize they aren't making a mockery. We just have some extremely athletic individuals who respect sport but have a need to compete in their blood. Can't disrespect that. All four football players agreed that the reception they've received from lifetime curlers has been decidedly different than the one that might welcome a curler who tried to break into the hyper-competitive NFL. Oh, he'd get smashed, Allen said. We'd go out of our way to test his mettle, for sure. Instead, the ex-NFLers found that the tight-knit but friendly community of curlers was eager to accept them. In their match against the Olympians, there was trash-talking, or banter, depending on whom you ask, and Hamilton even gave them some of his old curling gear. I looked at their broomheads and I was disgusted. I was wondering why these former pro football players couldn't afford new broomheads, he said. So I went into my curling bag and gave them some gently used ones before the game. That really surprised Jared, claiming nothing like that would ever fly in football. Like many of those who only experience curling every 4 years, on TV, the football players saw the sweeping and the shouting and underestimated how hard it is. We played football, but it's a lot of muscles we didn't use, Bulger said. When he first started watching, Bulger said, he would see curlers setting up protective stones called guards and thought they were missing their shots. We just assumed that you throw to the button every time, and we learned that is not the game, he said. It's like a novice chess player going against a grandmaster. But their NFL experience did help in other ways, priming them with not just physical fitness but also good practice habits. The ability to make decisions on the fly and to improve through film study and coaching. Like any other sport, you have to learn, try to figure out how to get better, Bullock said. Playing football at a very high level, being one of the best at the position once upon a time. To get to that level in anything you do, you have to be able to take coaching. And, of course, they're competitive. The message is, we want to bring attention to it. We want to have fun with it, Allen said. But we're dead serious about what we're trying to accomplish.